USDA's Ag Statistics Service issued the crop estimate for the past year, and according to one economist, the markets are very, very tight. There is concern, no doubt, about the future. Also issued was a response by the World Agricultural Outlook Board. They said the prices of corn and soybeans crept up 4% Wednesday, wheat gained 1%, continuing the broad rally commodity prices that began in June. With yesterday's gains, prices of corn futures contracts are now up 94% from their June lows, soybeans are up 51%, and wheat up 80%. The journal said that prices of many agricultural commodities are still below the levels that sparked food riots in poor countries around the world in 2008. But economists see few signs that prices for grain, livestock, and cotton will cool significantly anytime soon, signaling potential headaches for consumers and food companies. The World Food Bank said there is no room for error anymore on farms around the world. With any weather issues, we're going to make new all-time highs in corn and soybeans, and to a lesser degree with wheat futures. Christopher Leonard of Associated Press said yesterday, it's just confirming that supplies are lower than we thought and demand is better than we thought. And when that happens, you see prices bidding upward. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.